September 15th is 10 days away. Do you know where your reusable canvas tote bag is? Anchorage is about to implement its new ban on plastic bags. It's a change residents, retailers, and restaurants will feel immediately. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes talked with people about whether the city is ready for the plastic bag apocalypse.
Curtis Yim is a pretty calm guy. But maybe that's because the lunch rush just settled down at Ray's Place, a Vietnamese restaurant in Spinard Yim runs with his wife and family. They've been loosely tracking the bag ban since the start.
It's kind of a hassle at first, but everyone sees the benefits of it.
They've been getting information about the bag ban from news reports and word of mouth. Yim says nobody's exactly sure of all the specifics.
When we go to Fred Meyer's or Red Apple, we just see what they know. And they said, yeah, it's sometime in September.
In addition to grocery and department stores, the measure affects lots of other businesses you might not expect. Restaurants like Ray's Place, for example, that hand over takeout containers full of soups and sauces. They're conveniently bundled in plastic bags that you don't mind tossing out. Yim says the restaurant will use paper bags for those orders, but as the new rule lays out, they'll be required to charge customers a small fee. Or, as an alternative, Ray's Place is selling reusable tote bags with their logo.
It's made out of nylon, and we asked for something that was durable.
When the Anchorage Assembly approved the ban last summer, everyone knew it would take some adjustment for retailers and customers. The Assembly even delayed implementation to give the business community more time to use up their inventory of single-use plastic bags. So now that it's around the corner, do people know what's coming?
I think some do, and I wouldn't be surprised if some don't.
Ira Slomsky-Pritz is a special assistant in the mayor's office and has been working on outreach ahead of the ban. That's involved partnering with local business groups to put out information. A bag swap event is in the works. The city also sent out volunteers to deliver flyers to local businesses advertising the change. There's a phone line and an email account where Slomsky-Pritz handles inquiries and clears up confusion.
Retailers won't be able to hand out plastic bags in the way they're handing them out now. But when retailers would normally use a plastic bag, now they'll just have to use a paper bag and charge 10 cents for paper bag, up to 50 cents for the whole transaction.
Those accumulated dimes from paper bag sales stay with the business. They can keep it, donate it, build little dime castles. Policy change leaves it up to them. If retailers don't comply, code enforcement officers will follow up on complaints and could level fines that get steeper after repeat offenses. There are plenty of exceptions written into the rules for things like meat products, flowers, postcards. Assemblymember John Weddleton says there are bound to be some headaches.
I think most Anchorage isn't ready, but they'll get ready in a hurry and the world won't end.
Weddleton is a small business owner. He runs a comic book shop called Bosco's and is interested in the nitty-gritty of how retailers will adjust to the new measure. That means little but important things like retraining clerks to ask if a customer needs a bag at the beginning of a sale so they can add the 10-cent charge before the end of the transaction. And even though he knows it'll inconvenience customers and residents for a while, Weddleton says that as the city tries to cut down on plastic waste, a little annoyance might be a good thing.
That's the whole idea behind it. You know, it will aggravate people like crazy, and they'll say, I'll teach you a lesson. I'll bring my own bag. Well, that's the win.
Weddleton says the measure is a good deal for businesses. They can stop giving something away for free. He estimates his store spends $3,000 to $5,000 a year on disposable bags. For more information on the bag ban that goes into effect Sunday the 15th, you can visit our website, alaskapublic.org. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.